Okay, I assume you guys saw the Rambam. All you have to know from the Rambam, just his background, is we know there's a mitzvah daraisa to do what to your chametz? Lahashbis is to what? Is to destroy it. No. The mitzvah daraisa is to destroy your chametz. Now, of course, in order to get chametz to destroy, what do? You search for it. And then the Rambam... Say it again? That's correct. You also have an issue of... It's an issue of the Raisa to have any chametz in your house when Pesach starts. Okay? That's correct. You can do bittul too. So we're going to be taking up more about the implement that we use to search for chametz. Okay? The nair, right? Which is a very interesting topic. Very interesting. There's no feather in the Gemara. Or spoon. No. Just nair. But you see, for the Rambam, it's clear that we use a candle. Okay? And as they always say, the nair is yafeh lebedika. And that's the main point. The nair is yafeh for bedika. We have to see what that means. Okay? All right. Kalev, take it from the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan.
Okay. Tana Rabbanan, eight bodkin, lo le'or hama, lo le'or halabana, lo le'or ha'avuka, ela le'or ha'ner, mipnei she'ha'or ha'ner, yafeh lebedika.
Okay, so you can't use what? Okay.
Or a torch.
A torch. Okay. Rather, you have to use a candle. Okay. Why? Because the candle is nice for bedika. Okay. Now, what? Okay. At this point, before even going into the Gemara, okay. What? Okay. Well, okay. That's one thing. Well, can you flesh it out a little bit? You can say better.
Can you say it louder?
They have the same function.
What's that? Not just the same function.
What's the difference between a torch?
Where's the line?
Will they go through that? Yeah.
No, forget the torch per se. In other words, overall, the Gemara is creating a bias, yes. But why don't you say better than that? The fact that the Gemara is telling you, don't use the sun, okay? Well, why would you use the sun? Because it's a great light source, right? See, what's going to be very difficult about Nair, I mean, the Gemara sets us up for disaster. Because what's going to be weird about Nair, is that you can make a very compelling argument that, you know, it's better to use to check things with? The sun, right? If the sun's shining in my room, I can see everything, right? Or put in today's terms, I turn the lights on in my room. I can see everything, right?
It's not as precise.
Right? And even when you get to the torch, we'll see by the torch case also, torches give off a lot of light. You know, like in the movies when those guys go into the caves and the torch, right, lights up all the time? So the Gemara is, it's funny, the Gemara is telling us the nair is yafeh for bedika, right? It's nice for bedika. Why? I would say that if I'm looking at my gross meaning overall quantitative searching capability, I wouldn't necessarily think of using a candle. Yes, Asher. So that's another point that Asher's raising, which is going to be another point important as well. So the Gemara is not, we have to be very careful. Is the Gemara saying that you use a candle to the exclusion of everything else? For example, let's say, does the Gemara mean, let's say the moon is shining into my room, right? Do I shut my blinds and just use a candle?
Yeah, it says Ain and Vodkin.
Yeah, we don't search with the other things.
Okay.
Yeah, we primary thing to search with is the...
Right, but then it's going
to
get very...
I think you have to shut your windows. It's just saying you can't use the moon as your source of light.
No, it says Ain.
Right.
Yeah.
So any light that comes from the moon
So there's two ways you can learn. You can learn Zev, which is going to be wrong in the end, but you can learn Zev's way to say that one is to the exclusion... No, you could learn that way. You could say one is to the exclusion of the other, meaning that Nair and only Nair, which would imply that a Nair is a what? It's the chetza. It's the halachic entity that's going to be used for bedika and nothing else. Well, the other thing you can say is that it's in conjunction with. Now, you know from the Gemara, it has to be in conjunction with.
What?
Because you see by the case of the, what do you call it? The Achsadra.
Oh, that's just because you can't use the Nair.
Why not?
Because it's too bright. There's
sunlight. No. In other words, the Gemara itself is going to indicate that it is a conjunction argument. The Gemara will indicate that. No question about it, right? But if that's true... Right, and this again, just to set up the question: if it's true that one's in conjunction with the other, then what if a guy only used the sun? You know, what is it about the nair? What's the halachic relationship of nair as an additional source? Okay, you see the bomb more, right? Really? Oh, it's at the bottom there. He just adds one point, it's just to help us. It's almost tempting to go Zeb's way, because what does the bomb more say before we get to the Gemara? Look at the bottom there. He says Hadasanya. No, meaning what? Meaning that, as we know from yesterday, right? Let's say a guy didn't check it, didn't do bedikah at night. He still can do bedikah throughout the day, right? Now, 1 second. If I do bedikah during the day, I have the sun out, right? Do I still have to use a candle? The answer is yes, which is odd. Yeah, during the day. Right, which is odd, because you would say, well, what do I need it during the day for if the light source is sufficient, right? Which would almost lead you to believe that it's a din in the chafza.
Yes.
But as we'll soon see,
right, no. But also
the Baal Mor is indicating that once it says Yafla Labedika, this becomes the chafza of the chafza of Bedika. Is that the right word to use?
You can also go the way Uri said. It just has to be in conjunction with the sun.
Okay, so let's take a look at the Gemara. Now we're going to start flushing this out, okay? The first part of this Gemara now is, in my opinion, well, okay. You have to be a little creative here to figure out what the Gemara is trying to get across in the first part. There are other steps, I think, a little easier. Okay? So what does the Gemara say? V'afalpi.
V'afalpi she'id ra'il u'davar zecher u'davar. Sh'nemar shibas yamim sh'ar
lo. Se'or.
Se'or. Lo yimatzeh v'vatecha v'homer v'yikapes v'gado.
Heichel.
Heichel. V'homer v'eis ha'hi ech v'chapes es yushalayim v'neros.
Okay, very odd. Okay, there's a main question and a minor question, but let's just go through the pesukim first because you have to understand what the Gemara is doing. So the Gemara, the Torah says, "Or Shavasim Seor Lo Yimatzei Bevatechem." Okay, so you on these 7 days you can't have that's Ba Yimatzei Ba Yorah Ba Yimatzei. I mean, you can't have chametz in your house. Okay, now how do you ensure there's no chametz in your house? There you go, to search for it. So thus, we know we can't have chametz in our house. That's verse number one. How do we get rid of it? Searching, okay? Oh, but how do we know in searching, what's the best thing to use for searching? Well, it turns out in Yerushalayim, they used neros. And then you have this business of ner Hashem nishmas Adam. What do you need that for? Why is that necessary? But I'm saying it's so unnecessary. What? But it's a more basic question you have to ask. What's the more basic question to ask in this entire sequence?
Why do you need a
remnant
at all?
Yeah. It's almost like chas v'chalila. It's almost like chazal are insecure. They're saying, well, listen, we know there's actually no source in the Torah for this, but there's like some sort of hint. And trust me, this is not a very simple... I mean, you have to be like a detective to figure out this remez, right? This zecher. So what's pushing them? What's pushing them into this idea of zecher? Why is that necessary before they take the next step into defining what the ner is? What's the motivation for this? Not ad hominem motivation, but intellectually, what's driving them to this idea, right? And then, like, I don't care about defining each verse, but what are they trying to push across to the verses? That's why, by the way, something to pace when you go through the entire Gemara first. Because we know the Gemara next, what does it do right after this? It starts getting into what makes the candle yafa lebedika. Or actually, I should say,
what makes the other things
not good, right? Not good for bedika. So why don't you just go right into that? Just start the Gemara from, you can't use Orchama because of whatever, right? What is this trying to do? It was like this. You're right that there's a remez in the Gemara and in these psukim about bedika, but it's more than that. You see, what would you think on the surface? You would think to yourself, again, I'm not saying chafsa yet, but you would think to yourself that, I think what Avi's trying to say, with the same positive, right? So you would think that You would think that that when it comes to bedika, right? So the light source is simply a utility, right? The light is simply I need some light to use to find my chametz, right?
It's just a means.
So yeah, just exactly, just a means. There's nothing. There's no value, so to speak. There's no positive value to an air. You would just say the nearest. I just need a light source to bring about a certain result, and that result will mean I've found whatever I found chametz, etc. It wouldn't matter, right? So we know. Right, well, because we know that what the Gemara's next maneuver is going to show you why it defaults to Nair. You understand? That's the key. And the second part of the Gemara that we're going to take up, all you know from the Gemara is why it can't be anything else, which means your default will be Nair. But before the Gemara tells you what the default is, it wants to tell you there is a positive value to Nair. There is a halachic value to Nair itself. Okay, there is a halachic value.
Wait, if it's already defaulted.
Because you shouldn't think, because, again, I don't want to give everything away yet, because because I'm not going to say it's a chefza. But you shouldn't look at the Nair as simply like a utility. Like it's just there for utility. I mean, it could be anything. It could be anything. Exactly right. Right.
Aren't the
Pesukim
just saying the Nair is the best utility?
Well, it's saying more than that. It's saying more than just the best. It's saying, like, this is the way to do it. Like, how do they search Yerushalayim with Neros? And then you see that there's some idea when you think of Ner. What's the pasuk again? Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. And it's like, yes, it's using this like philosophical idea to describe how all-encompassing Ners are, right? But the problem is that, as you'll see by Navuka, why can't Navuka do that? Navuka is also very good for searching.
Well, no, but a Ner doesn't go, like the pasuk says, doesn't go to the depths.
That's right. But okay, but as you'll see when you get to the Havina by torches, you'll see torches are very good things to use to search for things. Then that just have to be an air. I'm just saying what the Gemara is establishing at this point is that it's using Zecher to show you one thing. At the end of the day, there is something independently positive about Nair. That's why they use it. That's why they use Psukim. Psukim show you there's something there's something positive in it. There's some halachic value to Nair. It's not just a thing of utility. There's something halachically valuable to it. What that is, I don't know yet.
Okay.
That's what the Gemara is saying at this point. Yeah. So that's kind of like what Kanarik was saying also, just better. Okay.
I don't know if it's better.
Well, of course it was. I'm saying is that the Gemara is framing this in a certain way. It wants us to understand going into this. Because it doesn't want you, if you didn't start with this, all you would say is at the end of the day, why do I use a Nair? Like, purely for practical reasons, right? It doesn't want you to think of it only in purely practical reasons.
Right, so there's something
on this. Right, well, okay, you know what? I'll play one more card. I didn't want it yet, but I'm going
to
play. Yeah.
It's not like best.
This may make you, I mean, I didn't want to play this card yet, but I think it makes sense to play it now, okay? In other words, there's what's the nearest relationship to the Maisa Bedika? In other words, the Gemara is telling you is that what you would have thought is that I have to do a Maisa Bedika. Doesn't matter what I do Bedika with as long as I produce a certain result. But now what the Gemara is telling you is that the Nair is halachically part of the Maisa Bedika. See that little kit you guys get, right? The spoon and the feather don't belong there, right? But the candle, you can make an argument, is actually part of the action of Bedika. It's not that I search, and what do I use to search? I use a light source. It's that, what? No. What does Gemara now say? Okay, so what would the case be using the sun? Okay, now remember, we've agreed from yesterday that what's the time, when is the time for Bedika start? And those who are Zaris always start, always start at night, right? So the Gemara says, so hi orcham ahechidami. So what's the case? What case would exist where I could use the sun? Where could I ever use the sun to check? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you when. Inema b'chatzer. Keep going. Well, good thing. This is a wild idea. But what does that already show you? The fact that the Gemara is even entertaining the possibility of using orchama. Right, is showing you that it's not intrinsic in the Nair. This proves that it can't be a chatzah Nair. No. I know, but okay. But my question is that no. You'll see. Fine, okay, let's say you're right. Okay, Dari's going to say that right now it sounds like it's a din in the chatzah, okay? But let me ask you a question. If that's true, why don't I have to check a chatzah? What's a chatzah defined as? And what was the Havamina here? What was the Havamina? It's not just a Rabba. What was the Havamina?
Everything
is Havamina. We're on the Chatzar. On the Chatzar. What? What's the Chatzar teaching you? Yeah. We're not taking up the issue why Chatzar doesn't require Bedika. That's not our concern. But what's the Gemara trying to show you insofar as Nair is concerned and the Chatzar? What would you have thought?
You don't have to use Nair for
your Havamina is going to say what? The Havamina is going to say. Factual, the Gemara is saying, what's the Orchama case? When could I ever use Orchama? Okay? Right? So it can't be a Chatzar. It can't be a Chatzar case.
Yeah, there's no Bedika in the Chatzar
because
the
you would think you have to do Bedika in the Chatzar.
But if I did have to do Bedika in the Chatzar, what would I be able to use? The sunlight, right? Okay, so what does that imply? Right, exactly. The Havina knows that that vultures, whatever, ravens eat the chametz. They know that. So what would the Havina consider? Oh, so it would say that what's a chutzner? If the sun's lighting up a chutzner, why would I not have to do bedika with a nair? There's a maskana saying the room itself is removed from bedika. This area is removed. You don't have to do bedika on it, right? It's defined. It's defined as checked. Okay.
In this case, the sunlight is
yachid. Okay, so which implies what? What are you confused about? Yes, but the fact that I could use the sun in some area of Bedika shows you it's not exclusive to an air. And the Havina is showing you that you have an equivalency. You have Nair or Sun. The Gemara is telling you right now, the Gemara first establishes in this Pesukim that there's some positive value to Nair. All right? Now I want you to shelve that for the time being. Right? Shelve it. Now understand. At this point, what I would say is, I know that there are different Mekomos, and different Mekomos, I would utilize different light sources. It's, I don't think it's just a practical thing. I think it's saying that in this kind of room, sunlight works. In this kind of room, Nair works. Which therefore means it's not exclusive to the Nair. There's nothing exclusive to it. Maybe. I don't know yet. Hold on.
No, I would rather use an air.
But that's my point. But if you told me that the Maisa Bedika can, that there's an actual Chefza of Nair, and this is the Chefza I must use for Bedika, am I doing a Maisa Bedika in the Chatzar? In the Havmina? I am! Yeah. But according to you, it won't be a Maisa Bedika, because I don't have the Chefza.
Good.
Right, okay, good. So as long as you're willing to tolerate that idea, it shows you that the sun's not a chefsa. It's not the best chefsa to use. It's showing you that it's not exclusive to the Nair.
You'd rather have a chefsa if you don't have a chefsa.
You're right. I'm not saying it's certainly preferable, but you can't tell me in the Hameen it's intrinsically tied to the Maisa Bedika, because if that were true, right, then the Gemara would never entertain such a possibility. Now the Gemara's Maskana is saying...
That's the whole point.
But the Gemara's answer is a very similar answer. The Gemara's just saying that, yeah, but as a makom, how do we... I mean, again, it's not our sugya, but what's a chacha defined as?
Ravens.
No, what's it defined as, though? Defined as what?
An open area.
It's defined as checked. In other words, it is a makom that's badukt, so to speak, as its definition. Okay? Exactly. It's irrelevant. There's nothing to talk about. It's not a question of which light source to use. It's defined as being in a state of checked. Now, by the way, so now, Kali, go on. Ella Baksadra, let's get this point down. Ella Baksadra. Now, what's an Aksadra? Somebody used a great word. That's portico is a great word. A portico. All right. But again, what makes it different than a chatzer?
It's not
fully open. Right, so imagine a merpeset. I think that's a good example. Like, in other words, you have let's say there's walls on this side, but it's open. But it's open, let's say, one area. Okay. So now we have a case. Now we have a case where certainly the sun would work. Okay. Right? The sun would be good. Okay? Meaning the Aksadra, hold on, the Aksadra is equivalent to the Chatzar insofar as Orchama capability is concerned, right? It lights up the area, no ravens, right? And so at this point, again, the Gemara is saying, it's not exclusive to Nair, I could use the sun also. So the Gemara says, Ha-Marava. But you see openly, what do you see? You see it's clear that it's not a din in the Chatzah, because I can do a successful Badika using the sun, meaning that the sun, right? Would that if I used a candle, will be okay? Hold on, Dart again. Yeah, Chin. Let me ask you a question. What is the Aksadra case? Let's at least finish with this point. What does the Aksadra case show us? It's not just showing us that. It's more than just saying that's not exclusive to the candle. It's more than that. What's the Or Chama doing? Why do I have to use a candle? What? That's the Chatzar. I'm out of the Aksadra. Yeah. Oh, because it's got some walls enclosing it.
The makom is
it's yafa. No, the makom
is an
arachama is yafa in that scenario.
Let's think what's going on here. In other words, at this point, if the light, in other words, when I go in, okay, and this is going to be the important point, okay. What is the arachama doing, okay, to the aksadra? What's it doing, so to speak? Don't worry about that yet, okay. What's it doing? It's lighting up the room, okay? It's making the area lit up, right? It's lighting up the area, okay? That's what it's doing. So insofar as the Aksadra is concerned, right, there's nothing that the Nair would add to this search at all, because now the room is lit. It's a lit room now, okay? It's now a lit room. Hold on. We'll get to that. That's the aperture case, okay? But right now what the Gemara is telling you is that you see that when you do a Maisa Bedika, what you would think is that you have to introduce something into the Maisa Bedika as your light source. You see, that's not true, because I could do a Maisa, as long as the room is defined as being lit, right? As long as it's a lit room, I wouldn't require to use a candle. There's no reason to use a candle. It becomes superfluous, okay? But now you understand why. I'll just help you guys out, so we'll finish with this, to help out for tomorrow. You have to define the aperture case, which is very difficult, because what's the Havina there? But now you understand why the torch case is such an important case. Because if I asked you right now, what does a torch do to a room? It lights it up. It is the best overall gross lights, quantitative light source for searching. There's nothing better than that. Nothing. the Gemara is going to have to struggle to show you why Neir is superior. But if that's the case, if I'm looking for lit room, well, hey, man, if I bring two torches into the room, you know what I'm going to say? The room is lit. It's a lit room. That's what it is.